buying and selling, but mostly selling.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. GM loses some excess, some banks increasing their capital, and that Air France plane that vanished, it may have been found. It's the morning open. Let's ask the question this morning, where's Wall Street? Market's pretty much flat right now. The Dow up about a couple of points, 2.5 points, about 0.03%. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 down at this moment. Right now, European markets are mostly lower, and Asian markets went in different directions today. Julie Niemann is an analyst at Smith Moore & Company. She joins us live from St. Louis. Hi, Julie.
Morning, Steve.
So today, Morgan Stanley added its name to a growing list of banks making this move to pay back government bailout money. It says, what, $2 billion that they'll raise in common stocks. Late yesterday, J.P. Morgan Chase and American Express announced their own plans. Looks like these banks are going to end up with a lot of money, enough to pay back the government. So what are they going to do with these capital cushions they end up with? Are we going to see some lending pick up?
Well, there's going to be a lot of extra capital cushion, you know, but first, after selling all this common stock to private investors, they won't be relying upon those FDIC loss guarantees. But what are they going to do with the extra cash, and will they be free to lend again? Not likely. What they're going to probably be doing is buying their brethren to get bigger, because they can buy the assets at very good prices now. We thought they were too big to fail before. Well, they're only going to get bigger.
And the Treasury Secretary, Julie, Tim Geithner, wrapped up his visit to China today. How successful do you think he was in giving the dollar a bit of a confidence boost?
Well, yesterday, this was Tim's rally, basically. Tim the Toolman Geithner was on bended knee to China. He wants them to buy the long-term treasuries. Now, the Chinese are concerned about inflation. They're only going to stay with short-term treasuries. But if they don't buy, our long-term rates rise, and that's quashing any hope for cheap mortgage rates. So Tim basically says inflation's not a problem, trying to support the dollar, which has been sagging. His comments really supported those markets. China basically needs to get in there and create a consumer economy. We can't buy their stuff. They've got to buy their own stuff. And also buy our big machines to help them make it.
All right. Julie Niemann, thanks.
You bet.
General Motors says this morning it found a buyer for its Hummer brand. It hasn't released details, but the newly bankrupt automaker says the sale of Hummer will save at least 3,000 jobs. Brazilian military pilots say they found an airplane seat and life jacket, some metallic debris and signs of fuel, all in an area about 410 miles northeast of the Brazilian island of Fernando de Noronha. The pilots have been searching for a missing Air France aircraft that disappeared en route to Paris from Rio de Janeiro. Daryl Jenkins is an independent airline industry expert. He joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
What are the next steps in this investigation?
Well, this is going to be very long and laborious. They may or may not have found the wreckage or know where it is. They're going to have to get ships out there. They're working in excessively deep water. So this is going to be a very, very long investigation.
As an industry, Mr. Jenkins, when was the last time we saw an investigation of this scope, of this magnitude?
Well, everything about this is unique. Most crashes take place on takeoff or landing, and this was at cruising altitude, and that almost never happens. So this is a very, very rare occurrence of a very rare occurrence.
This tragedy, I mean, how will the airline industry deal with this going into the summer season?
Well, this is a bad year. We have a big drop-off in traffic. Generally, the summer season's more or less booked at this time, but a major airline with a good safety record will fly through a single accident with no problem whatsoever on its bookings.
Yeah, just an awful story. Daryl Jenkins, independent airline industry expert, we thank you for your time this morning, sir.
Always a pleasure.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by ConAgra Foods, the people behind brands like Orville Redenbacher's, Chef Boyardee, and Healthy Choice. More at conagrafoods.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Gurgaon, India, is a city of more than 500,000 people just south of the capital of New Delhi. It is an IT boomtown, home to big companies, IBM and Microsoft. It's also known for its lawlessness. Some people call it India's Dodge City. And for that, there are plenty of residents who are armed and ready to defend. Raymond Thibodeau reports.
Traffic choked today. A decade ago, Gurgaon was mostly farmland. But the farmers saw rich pickings in selling their fields to developers. They all grew wealthy on a bumper crop of office parks and shopping malls. Farmer-turned-developer Narinder Janega owns a commercial real estate company here. People like him have made a killing.
They are selling again and again and getting very good gains. Some of them have new vehicles. Their lifestyle has been changed.
Janega says the city's wealth has attracted robbers, kidnappers, and carjackers, eager for a piece of the action. The rich, fed up with being victims of crime, have become gunslingers instead. The number of firearms licenses has tripled in the past 2 years. There's no shortage of customers at Haryana Gun Shop. Owner Tajina Singh says most of his clients are wealthy business people.
Crime is rising. You have money. You have to keep yourself protected. Police force can't protect each and every citizen.
But what does it say about a city when realtors and bankers are forced to play Wyatt Earp? Tajina Singh makes a nice living from gun sales, but as a local businessman, he wants a nice reputation for his hometown.
That is cowboy perception there. No, no. Here it is not that kind of thing.
Even so, according to some estimates, up to 40% of households in Gurgaon have at least one firearm. That puts Gurgaon on par with many U.S. cities in terms of gun ownership. But it's about five times the gun-owning rates of India's biggest cities. Bina Lakshmi Napram is Secretary General for the Control Arms Foundation of India. She says fear isn't the only reason for high gun-owning rates here.
Owning a gun for many upper-class Indians is like a status symbol. You buy a car, you buy a house, next thing is you have a gun.
Napram fears the current economic downturn will only make things worse. Many businesses are now getting out of Dodge. Job losses and poverty are on the rise in a place where so many are still packing heat. In Gurgaon, I'm Raymond Thibodeau for Marketplace.
Hey, share your thoughts with us inside our website, marketplace.org. Scratchpad there with online host and blogger Scott Jagow inside our website. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great day.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.